Our reading is taken from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 21. We are reading from the NRSV updated edition.
When the day of the Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every people under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these people who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya among the Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Fellow Jews and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us today.
May the words we receive inspire us, bless us, and challenge us. Amen.
So muli, isang mapagpalayang hapon sa inyong lahat, and happy Pride! So, gaya nung nabanggit natin, 2 weeks ago, lagi kong, dapat kasi last week eh, pero 2 weeks ago, kasi nga nagkaroon tayo ng Pentecost context, ng concert. Ang text natin for today ay sequel nung Ascension Story. Naalala pa yung Ascension Story? And dahil nga sequel siya, so from 40 days, tatawid naman tayo dun sa ika-50 days. Dahil ang salitang Pentecost ay hango sa Greek word na Pentecoste, which means 50th. Celebrated on the Sunday that falls on the 50th day after Easter. And Pentecost is not just a commemoration, but a divine activation. The promise fulfilled. So ito na naman tayo, just like nung Ascension Story, may feeling na parang tuloy-tuloy lang naganap yung mga eksena. Pero yun pala, it took another week or so from the time na umakyat na si Jesus sa langit. Sunod na ganap yung isa pa niyang pangako, the coming of the Holy Spirit. So naalala ko tuloy yung first time na nagsulat ako ng sermon about Holy Spirit, na lagi namang natatapat na about Holy Spirit yung ano ko, yung preaching ko. Isa sa mga tanong sa utak ko, ay, so dumating lang pala yung Holy Spirit after ni Jesus. Na eventually, nasagot ko rin naman. Because we know that even during the Old Testament, the Spirit was already active. But at that time, the Spirit, appeared upon specific people for specific moments, like with the prophets, for visions and proclamations. And isa na nga dun yung prophecy about the Messiah. Na by the time, nung sa story ng Acts, ay naganap na. Ito na. Ang title ng previous sermon ko was Mission Completed. referring to the completion of Jesus' earthly mission. Pero hindi doon natatapos ang kwento. Ang mission natin ay nagpapatuloy, hence the title of my preaching today, Mission Continued. So sa Acts 2, sa araw ng Pentecost, we witness not just an event, but a moment of divine empowerment, isang surprise that changes everything. So like in the previous stories we've explored these past weeks, ganun naman yung feeling ko sa text na ito. Ang lalim, napaka-profound, literally prophetic, and undeniably powerful. At maidagdag ko lang, napaka-dramatic din ng arrival ng Holy Spirit, no? May wind, may fire, may speaking in tongues. Pero rather than mag-focus dun sa question na, did this really happen? Or so dun sa scientific explanation ng mga events na ito, I found myself thinking, napaka-queer. Bongga. Dramatic lang. Imagine, rushing wind, dancing flames, ecstatic speech. If it's not divine drag, I don't know what it is. I thought about how beautiful the story is. If we look closely, we are reminded of the experiences of the first Christians. Just like us, hindi na nila na-meet si historical Jesus. They were holding on to stories, appearances, memory, promise, or yung mga oral traditions. Just like us, they were scared. Just like us, they were unsure about what was next. Just like us. But then something unexpected happened. God surprised them. And through wind and fire, they were not just comforted. They were transformed. Parang mahina yung mic ko direct. Ang lakas ba? Okay, sorry. Sige, mag-adjust tayo. Okay, so now let's rewind a bit and remember how we got here. Ayan na, magpapareview na tayo ng mga last three preaching. So our Easter series, The Gift of Surprises, started with the theme, Mission, Love One Another. Yan yung first. Ang huling commandment ni Jesus wasn't about doctrine or rituals, but about love. Love for one another as a sign of being His followers. And we explored how that love shows up, especially in our queer lives, in chosen families, in checking in, showing up at paggampan sa maraming ganap ng ating simbahan. And let's be honest, the fact that we, as queer Christians, continue to love a faith tradition that hasn't always loved us back, that's already divine. In our second week, to be or to do, we reflected on how Jesus broke Sabbath rules to heal. And this healing wasn't just physical, it was revolutionary. We ask ourselves if we want to be recognized or if we want to act. We remember si Dr. Paul Brand, si Princess Diana, or si Pope Francis, each breaking through stigma, expectation, and status quo to bring compassion. And just like them, we are invited to choose substance over ego, pagkilos over parangal. Then 2 weeks ago, in Mission Completed, we stood with the disciples as Jesus ascended. Pero hindi siya nagpaalam na parang, oh, goodbye, kundi parang, your turn. The mission passes on to us. He promises the Holy Spirit, and that's what we receive today. Yung thinking na ito na nga, araw ng Pentecost. Acts 2 is the moment when that promise breaks open. When the Holy Spirit descends. So after mag-ascend. The disciples aren't just moved. They were activated. They begin to speak in different languages. And not just foreign tongues. Understandable languages spoken by the diaspora, outcasts, at ng mga visitors. Yun yung first miracle. People heard the gospel in the language they actually understood. Hindi Latin, hindi theological jargon, but the language of their home, their heart, their mother tongues. And isn't that what our queer ministry is? Speaking the language people have been denied in churches for so long. Telling them, you are welcome, you are holy, you are fabulous. Telling them that God doesn't tolerate you, God celebrates you. Amen ba? And doing so in our own lingo, Bekimon, or just Tagalog with a bit of camp. Let's not forget, when the Spirit came para sa mga believers, outsiders assumed they were drunk. Kasi nga, Spirit made them loud, animated, passionate, familiar. That's us every Sunday. Loud, fabulous, and unapologetic. Pero sumagot si Peter, no, we are not drunk. It's only 9 in the morning. For us, it's only around 4 p.m. And then he quoted the prophet Joel, your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young will see visions. Your old will dream dreams. And it's one of the most inclusive visions in Scripture. Walang age or gender limit. Lahat ng uri, even slaves, di ba nabanggit? Everyone, all flesh. And to think na isa to sa mga unang sermon ni Peter sa pagsisimula ng Christianity. As it expands beyond Jerusalem, Antioch, and the Asia Minor and Africa. Ang mga sinaunang preaching pala has always been about God's radical inclusive love for all people. Pero ano nangyari dun sa ibang fans club ni Jesus? Parang na-lost in translation ata. And today, as we celebrate Pentecost, the birthday of the church, let's not treat it as just an ancient festival na medyo complicated ang history or isang cute liturgical moment. Let's remember that this is our story too. That same Spirit is on us. The same wind still blows. The same fire still burns. And in our church, this queer, DIY, sometimes on the brink, sometimes on fire at ajit church, parang madalas yung ajit, the Holy Spirit is active. Mission continued. Because we still have queer kids hiding in fear na napipilitang umaten sa kanilang mga simbahang mapanghusga. We still have parents choosing to love quietly. We still have justice to fight for. We still have healing to do. In fact, a lot of healing sa panahon ng impending na gera na pwede naman sanang maiwasan kung di lang sa ego ng ilang leader at ng mga dabarkads niyang rich kids. Leader na sinasabing galing pa naman sana dun sa promised land. Kaya tuloy ang laban against genocide. Tuloy ang pagmamahalan. Hampang ang pagtuloy ang pagsigaw natin ng queer and Christians? Pwede. Pentecost isn't just about what happened back then. It's about what God is still doing now. It's about the Spirit showing up and performing during drag bingo. In HIV awareness, in our trans siblings bravely living their truth, it's about the fire that defines, not consumes. It's about breath that fills, not suffocates, hindi nakakasakal. It's about voices that rise, even if they tremble. Parang si Maricel Soriano as Terry while confronting Monique. Na bumababalo na yung moses. The mission continues. And as we continue this mission today, we also remember something very special. Today is Father's Day. Ayaw mo na, ano naman eh. At bilang bahagi ng ating queer community, we know that not everyone had a father who showed up with love, understanding, or tenderness. And yet, we long for that kind of presence. A protector, a supporter, someone who holds space when the world turns its back. For someone who had not just mommy issues, but also daddy issues. Yes, I had both a problematic parenting issue growing up. So, hirap ako sa mga honor thy father moments. Pero bilang timely at relevant naman, sige, push na natin. Ano na, nasa langit na yung tatay ko, so ano na to. Hindi na siya makaka-talkback sa akin. I can say na hindi naman siya toxic. Growing up, bilang typical na bata sa generation natin, ng mga ka-generation ko dyan, na napapalo, nabubugbog, but not about my sexuality, but because of plain kakulitan. And that's something I am proud of. Hindi man namin napag-usapan personally, but I know that he accepts me for who I am. Quoting him saying, nung kausap niya yung nanay ko minsan, basta maging maayos ka lang. Ang out of ano, pero ang context nun, kasi naka-extension yung phone namin. Tapos, narinig niya, kausap ko yung ano ko, jowa ko sa kabilang line. So, parang nabanggit nila. Basta maging maayos ka. O maging maayos ka lang. Hindi naman. So, whether I like it or not, there's a lot of traits that I got from him. Both good and bad. My dad was sobrang sipag. He was an Air Force Reserve officer. Kaya sa bahay, nakwento ko na to, alam nito iba, hindi pwedeng basta ka lang nanonood ng TV. Dapat, while doing that, nagwawalis ka rin or nagtitiklop ka ng damit. Oo, kaya pag nasa kwarto siya, tapos nanonood ako ng TV sa sala, pag bigla siyang lalabas, bigla akong kukuha ng walis. Oo, or magtitiklop ng gamit. Para ano, di ba? Oo. He practices what he preach. Magaling din siya magluto. Pati nga uncles ko, yung sa maternal side. May kanya-kanya silang specialty. Kaya somehow, hard to please din. Sa kanya ko din matutunan yung pagiging entrepreneurial, pagiging street smart at maabilidad. But at the same time, nakuha ko rin yung angle niya. Yung ugali na mabilis mag-snap at magalit sa maliliit na bagay. I eventually became the person that I hated. Uh-oh. Di ba parang ganun, law of attraction, parang yung ayaw mo. You just see yourself na, ikaw na pala yun. Pero na-resolve ko rin ito, eventually. Some of you already know the story. An unexpected positive surprise. For another, ano yan, preaching yan. Kaya gusto kong balikan natin yung series Now When Life Gives You Tangerines. So, spoiler alert again. Especially isang character dito ni Park Bo-gum na si Gwan Shik. Sa lahat ng mga eksena niya, isa talaga sa pinakatumimo sa akin ay kanyang tahimik, pero matatag na presence. Baka maging mausok mamaya. He wasn't flashy. He didn't say much. Ayan, spoiler alert ulit sa mga di pa nakakanood. But he showed up, consistently. He loved Aesun with fierce gentleness. He protected her when others dismissed her. He stood by her when even her own mother struggled to choose her. He loved without condition, without noise, but with integrity and strength. And for many of us, Gwan Shik represents the kind of father we all wish we had. The kind of parent we dreamed of as queer kids. The kind of ally who doesn't need a seminar on SOGSC to know how to love. Our very own steel heart. Strong, yet soft. Silent, yet brave. Faithful without ever needing applause. And isn't that a glimpse of what God's love looks like? Hindi yung judgmental God that we were warned about. But a steady, committed, tender God who shows up, who sees us, who stays. A God who hears our queer prayers, who holds your gender-expansive heart, who knows every shade of your identity and calls it good, wonderful, and valid. On this Pentecost and Father's Day in the middle of Pride Month, we celebrate that kind of divine love. That kind that speaks your language, that calls your name, that sits beside you in silence, and rolls in fire pag kinakailangan. So mga kapatid, I leave you with this. The Holy Spirit is not waiting to be invited. Laging sinasabi natin dito na ang Diwang Banal is already here. And tayo nag-i-invite sa ating mga sarili into God's holy presence. Hindi kailangan ng perfect theology, kundi mga bukas na puso at isip. Na hindi kailangan ng buildings, pero Lord, kahit isang permanent space lang sa isang building. The Holy Spirit needs boldness. And that Spirit chooses you. Yes, you, akla, bear, trans woman, non-binary, agangkal. Questioning student, or even sa ating mga exhausted na mga allies. Ikaw na yan. This is not the end. This is not a period. This is a semicolon. Tama ba? Sa mga grammar natin. A continuation. A comma in God's long sentence of liberation. So yes, the Spirit comes like wind and fire, but also stays like guanchik, quiet and present. Ito, this, mga dear, is the surprise of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit has come to be with us till the end of time. Yan say. Our mission continued. Holy Spirit activate, mga besh. Go and may you know that today that God, our guanchik, our steel heart, loves you, delights in you, and will never leave you. Amen.